Okay, good morning. This past week's daf is Daf Dalid in Maseches Nozim. Omazem b'seyet d'shmaya letzi. Zok the Mishnah on Daf Gimel on Beis. The Mishnah harin noz min ha-chatzanim u'min ha-zagim min ha-taglachas u'min ha-tumim. Our Tosis tells us see the Tosis Menachatzen, Menachatzen, Oy, Oy, Kotonik, the Mukach, the Gemara. This is, each one's in the individual case. He's saying, Harei Nozim, Menachatzenim, or he says, Harei Nozim, Menachatzenim, Taglachas, Umenatomu. Now let's just see what this is. Harinos and Minazagim, that his Kabbalah, or the words of his Kabbalah, was a partial Yayin Kabbalah. That's what this is, Hatzanim and Zagim. Now Taglaches and Tuma is a whole facet. Meaning to say that we don't say that there the three surin that Nozah has, she is Yayin, you know, and everything else that comes along with it. And Isser Taglachas and an Isser Tumu. So it's Mivuyir in this Mishnah that he's making a Kabbalah. He's focusing on a part. The part that he is expressing is not even necessarily the entire facet. Meaning to say, Taglachas and Tumo, those two, is addressing that whole din. The beginning of the Mishnah, Nozim Menachatzanim or Nozim Menazagim, is part of the Isiyai. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says, Harez and Nozim. That's sufficient to be meichal the din nazirus the whole dikduke nazir olav, and all of the nuances, all the specific halachas of nazirus are chal on him. The full din nazirus. Zok toisvus, the bottom toisvus, the bottom, very bottom line. To hold the Duke in Naziris Olov, Tosfos seems to be bothered at why is the Mishnah stressing this? The Mishnah says, Harei Zenozim. So Tosfos says, Mishum Denozim, Shimshin Mutil Tam Lameisim, Komar Hocho, to hold the Duke in Naziris Olov. It was seen out from Taisviz that the Mishnah is coming to say that even though we find the Nazirus which doesn't have all of them, Nozah Shimshon, it's Mevuyu in the Gemara, and that's what our Mishnah holds later on, that there's no Isser Tumah. That part doesn't apply to Nazir Shimshon. And the Mishnah is coming lafuke that. I'm not going to come to exclude that. Now, where might that have applied? Right, in cases of our Mishnah. Right? In the very last case, when he was Mekabel Tumah, if that's where his Kabbalah was focused, right? So hard to think that it should be relevant there, right? Apparently, it should be relevant in the other cases that his Kabbalah focused on other things. He didn't stress Tumah at all, and Zokt on that mission says that called the Duke Nizirus Olav. So I thought what Tosis was coming to say was is that one might have thought that since there is a type of a Nizirus that doesn't have an Isser Toma, so maybe in Ochname, that's Takanachal. Right? On that mission saying is that in these Lashonis, even though Hitaka didn't talk about an Issur Tumah, and maybe Hitaka wasn't planning on having an Issur Tumah, nevertheless, the full Nizirus is Chal, and even the Issur Tumah is Chal. It doesn't help him the fact that there is a type of Nizirus that doesn't have the Din Tumah.
But Rabbi, doesn't it seem from the mission, doesn't it seem from the Mishnah that he said also, he said all those individuals, details, Zagim, Taglachas, and Tumah. So it sounds to me like he did say Tumah.
Yeah, one thing, but remember we said over that first Tosfos, you heard that the Mishnah saying is Oy Kotani.
Right.
Right, so they're all specific cases. So right. So you're right, that last case when he said, Hareni Nozem Min HaTumah, so, I don't think that there's any reason to think that in that case that he wouldn't have the Din Tumah similar to Nazir Shimshin.
Uh-huh.
I think just the previous cases where he didn't,
right,
in his Kabbalah, there was no mention of Tumah. Uh-huh. Maybe over there, one might have thought that it's Chal of the Tumah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Now, if according to what I'm saying right now is, or regardless, the Mishnah Maaseh is Mevur Amishu that there's such a thing as a person could become a Nazir Shimshin, right? There's a Kabbalah of Nazir Shimshin. Now, maybe we could take a wonder that if a person makes a Kabbalah and he's leaving out the Isser Tumah, so that why Taka doesn't that become a Kabbalah of Nazir Shimshin? Right? Why is that? In other words, he made a Kabbalah over here that that left out Tumah. Right? Let's say, even if he were to speak out, Hareini Nozem, Nayayin, Taglachas, right? He said both. Right? In that case over here. He left out Tumah. Left out Tumah, so Ataka would wonder that why doesn't it become a Nazir Shimshin? There's such thing as Nazir Shimshin. Ataka doesn't have the Issur Tumah, right? So there's let's Ataka take it as he seemed to have been saying, right? And the reason why there's like you need these Lashonis over here in order for that to be Chal. And that's the same. The mission later on says, Hareini Kishimshin, right? But is that necessarily the only way that how you can have that type of Nazirus? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's up to a Ha'orah. Maybe we'll. What would you say?
I guess there are 2 points. Yeah. First of all, I think if you don't say Nazir Shimshon, so the Stam Lashon of Nazir isn't Nazir Shimshon. I think that's even if you leave out factors, but I don't think that would be.
But you think that the Mashmois would be a stronger Mashmois to a regular Nazirus, just leaving something out.
I think a pretty strong mashmos. I don't think most people do Nazir Shimshon. Not that too many people do any Nazir, but if you do any, I mean,
this is a question of an intention.
We see in the next mission, even if you say Nazir Shimshon, we would we would lean to think that he's talking about a different Shimshon. That's you know, pretty uncommon that a person, you know, or at least the Gemara understands it as pretty uncommon. And just in general, in the Tosfos, I would have thought that even though he mentions that because we see that Shimshon has a Nazirus without Tuma, I don't think that his emphasis here, I mean, again, this is the first time I saw the Tosfos, mm-hmm. so this mm-hmm. is my gut reaction.
Yeah.
But I don't mm-hmm. think, you know, that he's specifically focusing on Tuma, but I think he's saying that because we see that there's a concept of Nazirus without Tuma by Shimshon, so therefore we could imagine that each din of Nazirus works independently. So therefore, there's a Havamina to think that you know that you could you know split the package in general. So if you want to do a Nazirus without you know without cutting your hair,
that I agree with you. I mean, I think in Shandas I agree with you. I was just wondering. That, you know, that's okay. These are really the two issues. You know, so I was wondering that why isn't Nazir near Shimshon? So that you answered firstly.
Right.
It's not that. Right. But in Chanami, the Tosef itself, I agree with you. I don't think Tosef himself means to say that we should hear this as another Shimshon. Necessarily. Right.
So yeah, but that's an independent point. The first point, that would be my mm-hmm. my hunch. Mm-hmm.
Now, Tosis only mentions Nozir Shimshon concerning the dinner of Tum Lames, right?
But he doesn't talk about Tiglachas at all. Was that?
Yeah. What are you thinking?
Well, since Rabbi just said that, then we know that by Nazir Shimshon, he's Osir Tiglachas Kol Yemei Chayav, right?
Right.
So it's not mentioned. It's just talking about Tuma.
Well, we're looking for the heter, right? We're looking for the heter. So that's why that wouldn't be applicable. But what I was heading at is that the Gemara later on tells us that a Nazir Oilam, such thing as Nazir Oilam, which the halacha is, that Hichbet Sarim Meikul Betar, right? A Nazir Oilam has such a heter.
Oh,
right.
Is make. Oh, is make a
batar. Right, but he could cut his hair. Make a batar.
Oh.
That's what Tosis seems to be by Varner. Now, the Mishnah's coming to say that the full brunt of Naziris he carries, right? Even though that maybe we do find Naziris, which doesn't necessarily have all the dinim, and you know this person over here was not makabel of all the dinim, right? So there's really two scenarios where there's a leniency in the din naziris, and Nazir Shimshon doesn't have an issa tuma, and in Nazir Oilam has a halacha of mekel betar. Tosis doesn't mention that, and the Tosis Harosh, when he speaks out this point, that Tosis mentions, if you've seen Tosis Harosh, the Tosis Harosh says. That very first Div Hamasko, he says over here, I'm picking up where he started. Mishum de boy the misti basa hachi the nazar oil nazar shimshon ain kol ingin nazar aleihem tano hocha kol diktukin iziris olov. Right, so in the Tosis Harosh, you see that he's addressing not only nazar shimshon concerning the iser tuma. But he's also bavoning Nazir Oilam. Nazir Oilam and his kiluso of Mekel Bitar. And that's the Mishnah's coming to say, that he doesn't have that leniency, even though he didn't mention anything about taglachas. Which lechora again, that the way we're understanding what Taisus means to say is something. Don't think that being that there does exist such a nazirus which doesn't have all the dinim, so maybe this person who taka was not makabel, straight the full nazirus, and maybe for him the halacha his kapolo comes completed. Maybe wouldn't include things that it didn't have to include. Right, that's what Taisi seems to have wanted. Right, so that is what the Rishonim are saying. And those halachas which we find in certain specific instances that the Isser Nazir doesn't include reply to this person, and that's the Kamash Balon that the Mishnah is saying called the Duke Nazirus Olav, and there are no leniencies at all by him. Okay, it's a adiktuk, right? Adiktuk, look in this. There is a adiktuk over here that Taisus left out the kulus of Nazir Olam, right? That maybe yesh logan of them, whether that was bedafko in Taisus, right, or not. Tlomazen. Our mission which says that someone who makes a Kabbalah and he expresses certain specific parts of Nazirus, the full Nazirus is Chal. The sign of Shimon, this is not Rav Shimon. Shimon does not hold like that. Sign of Shimon Omer. Einei Chayav ad sheyidor mikulam. Rav Shimon says that he doesn't have the din Nazirus ad sheyidor mikulam. I mean, it's what that means is that when he specifies, that's what it means. But it doesn't mean that he needs to specify in order to become an Ozer. Avad, if he's Mekamel Zirus Stam, and he's also mad. But if once he's specifying, then Heitaka has to include everything in his specification. If he leaves something out, then Einoi Chayiv. Einoi Chayiv. Now, I mean, at this point, we could be mistaken what Rav Shimon means, right? Eini chayev. What does he mean? Eini chayev at all, or eini chayev with those additional ones, right? That he didn't mention. Okay, let's see. Zokti Gimor. My time, Rav Shimon. Omar Crow. So let's see if we have Oraya to what Rav Shimon Shita is. Right at this point, we're being mistapic. Quantum of Shimon is it nothing chal, or it's chalak upon whatever he said, but not more. Right? Do we have any mashmois? Any chayv al sheyidu mikulon? I don't really hear so much in that. What do you hear? You hear something in that?
Yeah. Why does he say kulon?
So which way do you hear in that?
That you're nothing until you're kulam.
As opposed to having kulam only when you yidu be kulam? That's
saying,
not so mashma.
And so what, say it again?
There's the other way to translate it means, any chayiv, he wouldn't be chayiv on the additional ones that he left out until he mentions them.
He could have said, I'll call achas v'achas. Because you're getting each one as you do it.
Okay, you hear you know Mikulam is coming lafuke from there. Okay.
I think what you're saying, if it wanted to say that you're only chayiv what you said, it wouldn't have said eino chayiv ad sheyed the bekum. It would have said you're only chayiv in what you said.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. Okay. A diftuk. Okay. So let's see. Zok the gemara. My time to have Shimon. On my crow, Mikoil Asher Yeyaose Migefen Hayayin Mechetsanim Viad Zog. You know, I have Rabbi my seat. I have a Chumash over there. Right. In the Psukim, the Parasha of Nozir. But there are two psukim here. Let's just get the chumash to see. Hey, shkoyach.
Yeah,
so the pasuk over here says, "Ish kiyafli lindu neder nozim." Fine, right? A person makes a nether. A nether of Naziris. Miyayim v'sheicher yazir. The pasuk says. That's one of the pesukim that the Gemara over here. Works there. The pasuk there born. Miyayim v'sheicher yazir. And the next pasuk says, Kol yimei nidroi mikol asher yeyos and migef neyem ha'chatzam azog lo yoichel. Now there's a point over here which is worthy of mentioning really in this Maravis, that we're discussing right now the Kabbalah Naziris, we'll call it, right? That's what we're discussing, right? In order to activate the Din Naziris on himself, we're not discussing what the dinim are necessarily, right? Now the pasuk itself says like this: the pasuk says, "A person that makes a naziris, miyayim v'sheicher yazir." Now, this word yazir over here in the pasuk, what does the yazir mean? What is the yazir telling us? How he has to make his ma'isa kabbalah, or is telling us after the naziris is chal, what are the dinim? So the pasuk over here says there's two things. The pasuk says miyayim shecher yazir, and then it goes on chaim tzayim chaim tzayich lo yishte. Right. So I think the pasuk and the pasuk is the same way as the lo yishte, right, is talking about the dinim. Right. What are his dinim after he makes his kabbalah? However he made his kabbalah. So one of the dinim is a lo yishte, and there's a yazir. Now, if that would be so then it really doesn't talk to what we're looking for, right? Because we're talking about what does he need to do, right, to create the Isurim, the Kabbalah.
Rabbi, maybe from words, I'm just thinking as Rabbi just read it, Miyayin v'sheicher yazir, that's something he should do in the future, like he's going Miyayin v'sheicher, he should make himself a yazir, and then chomet yain the chomet shecha lo yishta, and then he's not allowed to drink it lo yishta. So it's like it's almost saying like he should say the yain the shecher, I want to be a nazir from yain and shecher, and then it falls upon him that he becomes a nazir for those things at mm-hmm. least.
But is yayin shecha and chometz yayin is yayin and chometz yayin the same thing? To say that the first part is talking about the kabbalah and the second part is talking about just following through on what he was mekabel.
Well, from the pasuk, it sounds like that. If he says miyayin v'shecha I want to be a nazir from Yayin B'Sheicher. And then
what
the pasuk says,
I'm asking, what is Yayin Sheicher? And then the second part of the pasuk says Chaimitz. There's a new word, Chaimitz. Is that just a play on words, but it's all the same thing? And therefore, like you're saying, he made a Kabbalah on what the pasuk is saying that he's Osir. So, I think that the Mefarshim say that Yayin and Chaimitz Yayin is, like Tagim says, is new wine, right? And aged wine, right?
Yeah.
So it's two different things, right? So that's why it's in the reading, it's not so simple that's what it means. Right? On the contrary, the fact that the pasuk changes the item, right? Uh-huh. Seem to say that we're talking about the Isurim, the Lo Yishta. Now maybe you could tell me that, so the pasuk could have said Lo Yishta both times, right? So maybe that's a hint toward the Yazir, which is aside from the practice, but Yazir could refer to the Kabbalah. Okay? Right? That might be. Now, granted, the pasuk that we spoke right now is not even the pasuk that the Gemara starts with. And the pasuk that the Gemara is using in Rav Shimon is really the next pasuk. The next pasuk says, and this next pasuk is, seems to me all the more so this question. Kol Yemei Nizroi, the pasuk says, during all the days when of his Naziris, Kol Sheyosem Gefen Yam Chatzan Mazog Lo Yoichel. Right, the pasuk says that this seems to be just the dinim, right? What are his isurim during the days of his naziris, however long it is. Mikol Sheyosem Gefen Yam Chatzanim, there's a Lo Yoichel. Right, so definitely the pasuk simply seems to be talking about what's osur, not how to create the isur. Okay, we'll see. We'll see about that. But the Gemara definitely is understanding that that we could take out of this pasuk how to make the Kabbalah's Naziris. Is Nochamo. So we're starting again. My time with Rab Shimon. My time with Rab Shimon. On my crow, Mikol Asher Yosem Migefen Hayayim Mechatzan Va'ad Zov. Okay, so the Gemara is taking out from this pasuk Mikol Asher Yosem Migefen Hayayim Mechatzan Va'ad Zov, that the pasuk is telling us that his Kabbalah has to be Chatzan Va'ad Zov. It's not sufficient just part. Now, nevertheless, we could still ask that. The Mishnah talks about, like we spoke, right? The Mishnah means that there is three different types of Isurim. This pasuk is only talking about one Isur. So granted, in this pasuk, let's say, would tell us that the Reish of the Mishnah, that which says, right, that in itself wouldn't be sufficient, because the pasuk is saying, right, that you need to have v'chatzan and v'adzog, right? You have to have both. And granted that the pasuk, let's say, but you could still walk away from this pasuk thinking that maybe each of the isurim, right? One could create an isur. Or akoponim, maybe one could be meichel a full naziris, by having a full topic, right? The full din. If he's mekabel the full isur yayin, so that could be meichel the whole thing, right? So what we're asking is, the Braisa says, Rav Shimon me'eni chayv achid mikula, right? That kulon, to understand, means all the dinim of the naziris. Our question just is that, how do you see that from this pasuk? So let's see the Tosfos over here, right? Tosis that talks about this. I guess we could say the Tap Tosis, which we mentioned before. But Reb Shimon Shita, see on top on that Abdalom and Aleph, Reb Shimon Shita is the Ad Shiyaz Mikulon. Zok Tosis O Yomas Shtomo. The mashma kol mila the nizidus kibul alei. So Tosis over here speaks out that when the Braise says according to Shimon you have to yaz and mikulon, doesn't mean to say that you need to speak at all. About if a person's mekapel nizidus stoma, that would include everything. So that would be sufficient. About according to Shimon of us bin bol afarish chatzim v'zog zok afarish kulam gam taglachas v'tuma. That's what it means. Once a person starts enumerating. So then already he's making problems from himself, because by enumerating certain things, that's leaving out, it's excluding other things, and if he leaves it at that, so then he's not going to have his Kabbalah, because he needs to, that in his Kabbalah lies everything. Now the next thesis is really what we're focused on right now. Mikol ha'shayayos migefna yayin, alma mikulu tzoch lahazir. Right, and that's what the pasuk says. Kol shiyosim gam hayayim chasam adog. So loyoychel. What the pasuk is telling us, like we said before, assuming that we could take out of this pasuk the mice and naziris, right? The kabbalas and naziris. Then this pasuk is including, all facets of yayin, of geffen. However, fraktaisim toim vakatik taglachas betumah loyshaminon. This taisis is question. Right, the pasuk over here is not a source that he needs to specifically speak out taglachas and tuma. V'yesh loymar answers Tosfos kiven the golilon b'yayin. Once the pasuk stresses concerning yayin that he needs to include everything in his yayin, who hadin shetzoch lekabel gam taglachas v'tuma. So it'll follow whatever we see within the group of yayin will apply to the others also. Gam taglachas v'toma v'nafkalo milishna dekro mikol. Now Tosis. Tosis starts off by saying that it's like a gilui, right? But Tosis tells us that really that the pasuk of kol seems to be the mocker of this. Right? It sounds like from Tosis that maybe kol is an extra word, and therefore the kol is coming to say on top of what the pasuk mentions, but we need to have an entirety. Not only within the group that the Tepasuk is mentioned, but even the others. Now, once that's so it just bothers me the beginning of the Tosfos, like even the goli, right? I mean, the Tosfos starts by saying it sounds like that once we said that, so now on our own, right? We see what the Torah wants, right? Once you have a Pasuk of kol, so then you don't really need the goli, right? That's. Right, maybe we're the kol is supposed to.
What exactly was the gilui of the yayin?
So the truth is like this: is that we touched on a point which you mentioned before. There's really two issues over here. Right, one is an issue of like by yayin, it's a partial mention of yayin. That's what that is, right? Chatzanim zog, right? You only mentioned that. That's what that is in that part of the Mishnah. And concerning the other ones, taglachas, and that's we're referring to the whole that whole idea. We're not mentioning that. You only mention one of the three or two of the three, whatever it is. Right? But you're not mentioning like it lechatzoim. That's not the issue over there. So this is a little bit relevant over here to what we're trying to figure out right now. Because I mean, the pasuk tells us by yayin that you have to speak out you know, the whole piece of yayin, right? And not part. Now, that's what the pasuk is telling us. Now, so that would tell us that part yayin is not a kabbalah on a koponim, on the full yayin, let's say, right? So now if we would want to know that, okay, but let's say, could a complete yayin be a kabbalah on the rest of the nazirus? Right? So, you know, as far as a gili is concerned, would you really see that from there? Because what you see in the pasuk is that for yayin, you know, each facet, I need to say something which addresses the whole facet. Right? But once I do that, right? Knows what do you hold in the Sfar over here? Is that the pasuk, right? And I'm going to get to the gili, right?
Meaning you want to suggest that if you would sit. I think it's the back. I assume there are like nine things. I'm counting nine things. Rabbi Shimon holds you have to be makabel.
Nine.
Yayin, shecher, maybe chometz also. Yayin, shecher, chartzen, zog, yveshim, lachim, tuma, tiglachas. Just according counting those for a second, and I think there was one other missing here. Mishras.
Okay.
Nine. And I don't know about maybe chometz also, that would be 11. Meaning, so what you're suggesting there, I'm just counting them out for this reason. Let's say, you know, two have to do with tigachas, and you want to suggest that he really would be maskim to the chachamim if he would accept all nine that have to do with yayin. That would make him a nazir for the other two, even though he was never, and he's really then, is makabal the chachamim shita. And the machlokas becomes very different machlokas. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, what I'm just trying to work out is that, you know, as if this is his source, so we're trying to see how is his shita built from his source. We know I'll leave them that this is not a shita, right? But that's what we want to know over here, right? Okay. So I'm just trying to work out what it says in the Tosfos that I mean, Tosfos talks about a gila. Okay, we mentioned before that it seems to be like a combination. It seems that maybe the pasuk. The call in the pasuk is what's telling us to make the gili. That's, you know, it seems to be there are two things. But right now we're discussing the gili, right? That's what we want to know. And what we see in the pasuk is, and let's just see in Svara, you know, how this would follow. Once we were given the green light to make a gili, right? So what should we be taking out? I mean, the pasuk is saying that you're not going to have even yayin unless you're makabel the full yayin, right? That's the pasuk says, right? Now, what would that be? What effect would that have as to taglachas and others? Meaning to say, if you didn't mention it at all, let's say Taka mentioned the full yayin, right? So what are you holding in Svara? I mean, it's possible that in Svara you might. You know, you might say, well, you know, if you mention yayin, right, and still that doesn't help, right? Unless you mention the full yayin, so definitely if you didn't mention anything about taglachas, right, definitely should not help, right? So that would be good for us, right? If that's so, right?
It shouldn't help for taglachas or shouldn't help for anything?
It shouldn't help. Okay, so these are, I guess, two different nidayim.
You meant for tiglachas in that case?
Not necessarily. You really have to have the dana on each thing by itself. See, even Tosis's question, right? Let's just see how Tosis asks the question. Hakate taglachas v'tomo lo shaminan. See. We discussed before that is it mevuyer in the Gemara, right? We have a raya what Rav Shimon Shita is, as far as if nothing is chal or whatever your makabel is chal. Right? Toilim is maybe making diyukim. But I mean, there should be a haichacha to that. Do we have a clear haichacha in that?
Oh, so. I mean, you're looking. You just want to in order to make the sugi easier to discuss it. Somebody told me on Yud Aleph that the Gemara says that way. That's what you're looking for.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay. Right. Actually, I mean that's the feeling. But I want to see if we have something.
Your question is about Issa, because he says explicitly here, "Eni chayev hun chayev get malchus ad shidu mikulam." So you're asking not about malchus, but that seems to be explicit over here. The Issa, would he still have an Issa?
I didn't mean to be mechalch. Let me just hear that again. You're saying that eni chayev ad shidu mikulam.
To me, that sounds very explicit.
That sounds like there's no chiv on anything until you have. See, I grad wasn't translating like that, right? I hear maybe that's a deek. I translated chayiv as the chiv to be noig the naziris.
So, if you translate it that way, doesn't that answer your question? There's no chiyuv to be noig naziris until he has all the.
So that's what we're mesupik about. You know, the any chayiv that we're saying is what does it mean at all, or he's not mechuyev on that until he makes that kabbalah on that specifically.
Okay.
Here, where are you on your aleph?
Yeah, I didn't look it up, but somebody told me that. Oh. I think actually your shvager told me.
Okay, I have to see that cheshbon over there. Yeah, okay. It would seem like that. Okay, well, I don't see right now so clear that sugi, but that's what it would seem like that. That's the that would seem right. Is that what we're rightfully assuming over here? According to Shimon, we have nothing, right? We have nothing until his yazim mikulam.
When you say you have nothing, Rabbi, you mean that he would be not mazir from Chatzanim and Zag and all the parts of Yain, then he still would have nothing, or he would be a nazir then?
No. Unless he says something which could include the entire naziris, then he wouldn't be a nazir at all.
Right, but if he says all the parts of the yayin, the chatzanim and the zag and everything,
but did he mention taglachas and tuma?
But no, he didn't. But I'm thinking that maybe if he mentions all parts of yayin, because if a nazir says just I want to be a nazir and I want to be not to drink any wine, don't we say that he's a nazir then? If he just says wine. So, but if he only says...
We're talking about Shita Reb Shimon right now, right?
Yeah, right.
So Reb Shimon argues on our mission. That's what the Gemara is telling us, right? That, and we want Shita Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that Ashiyazim Kulon. Right? So that's what we're discussing right now. And if he doesn't do Kulon, where does he stand? Does
so
he
I,
have any Dina and Naziris on himself or not?
To me, the kulam means all the kulam parts of the yain, not the kulam of tigrachas and tumah and other things. How did you
arrive at that conclusion?
Because if he said only zag, it's not enough. But we said that he has to say all the parts of the yain, of the grapes, the chartanim, the zag, everything, and then it would be chal. If he says kulam, because the pasuk talks about kulam only by yain, it doesn't talk about kulam by anything else, because yain is the only thing that has many parts.
We're starting with the Braisa. The Braisa says enechayv ad sheyida mikulon, right? So what would that mean? Kulon. Do we have the right to say that the Braisa is talking about all the parts of wine? Right. We're just discussing after Mar brings the pasuk, etc. But definitely the Braisa actually ayida mikulon. Kulon means the full naziris, right? We don't have any reason to think that it's talking about all parts of wine, right? So and that's where Taisus is coming from, right? Taisus says, well, the source that you're bringing is like you're saying, the pasuk only mentions yain, right? But the Braisa doesn't say that, right? The Braisa tells Shitas Rav Shimon is that you have to be yadim yikulon, that you have to say something which includes all facets of naziris, which is yain, taglachas, and tumah. That's Jesus Shimon. Now when Mara brings this source, now Tosis is bothered by that. Well, the source doesn't necessarily match his halacha. How does the source provide us, a source for his halacha? So that's what Tosis is working on. And Tosis says that even the golem b'yayin who hadin shesofu kabel gam taglachas and tumah.
I see. Going back on the Mishnah. I see. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
In the Farish and Yud Aleph on the Mishnah says explicitly that Shimon Matthew says the Hirsh the Kibble of Elach Katzin Zius Shvehideish and Azos Yain. How is a Mut B'Kulan? That does that answer your question explicitly?
Yeah, I mean he's same chat in the Mishnah there.
Yeah, Mishnah Yidav Madav.
And what does the Mishnah say over there? The Mishnah says.
Really nazir amanos sheheishus. I'm sorry, the next case. Yidea nishiyesh nazius. Aval eini yidea she nazir also biyain. When he was mekabel nazius, he didn't know that includes wine. Hareza also Reb Shimon Mater. Shimon Mater, the Mefarish says, hareza muta b'kulan. So everything is mutter to him. The graph has to know everything.
Mm-hmm. So that Kareini knows that he's thinking that Naziris is Tuma and Taglachas.
Yeah. Seems like a mistake.
So it's only a Kabbalah on part. Let's understand like that. And that's from Shimon Shitasei that the Kabbalah has to be on everything.
Right. And therefore, because it doesn't work on anything. That answers your question?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I mean, you have this focus on the Rishonim, whether Nazir is like your Mekabal Naziris and the Surim come along with it, or whether making an Isser Gavr or an Isser Chefza. I would have seen that in that Machlokas there in the Tanoim. The Chachamim say, he seems to say, you don't know that there was an Isser Yayin, so you weren't Mekabal the Isser Yayin. So if you're not makabel the Isser Yayin, then it's a bunch of Isurim. You weren't makabel that Isser, so you didn't get the Naziris. And the Chacham would be holding, you're makabel Naziris. And Mamela, the Isurim were coming along with it. But I see that the Rishonim have a machlokas, and they don't say it's a machlokas tanoim. So anyway, that bothers me as you're reading this.
Okay, that's good. That's a good case. It just means that we have to work out that machlokas according to all the different understandings.
Isn't that question of Tos over there?
Of what?
Of Tos. I made a mistake.
He's of that Mishnah.
Yeah. I don't fear.
Oh, it's like everybody agrees to Toa. So not a question of Kavana to be Makabal something. Mm-hmm. He was Toa, the Chalau, and what it means. Everybody agrees a Toa isn't Chal. Okay, here, think about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Okay, so granted, we have our starting point over here, and Shimon is But nevertheless, you see, in the context of the Tosfos, right? Tosfos's question, granted we know what Rav Shimon Shita is. Rav Shimon says that you have nothing less than Kabbalah. Now, Tosfos is asking a question that what could you take out of his source, right? That's what Tosfos wants to know, right? The Pasuk only talks about Yayin, Vakati Taglachas V'Tomo Lo Shaminon. That should mean that I don't see that I need to make a specific Kabbalah on that. So the pasuk just says that you have to have a full Kabbalah on as far as the Isser Yayin will call it. But once you do that, then in Chanami, maybe everything is Chal. So how is it that Rav Shimon, what's the source of Rav Shimon? Eini chayav ad sheyidu mikulon. And our understanding of kulan is, tome and taglachas. You have to address tome and taglachas. That's Tosfos's question. And for Tosfos, okay, so let's hear again. So that means that granted the pasuk says that you can't, according to Rav Shimon, it's not chal partial yayin, is not meichal, nazirus, but maybe full yayin. Is Mechal Naziris? And for Tosfos, that is a Gilui. Now, I mean, the Gilui, I would ask, this was part of what I was bothered about, that there are really two different nidonim over here, right? Whereas the pasuk is talking about I need a full yayin, right, as opposed to partial yayin. Now there's another question: after you have your full yayin, does it mainly help for the others also, right? So when Tosfos says that the yayin is a gilui on the rest, is that necessarily so? I mean, you see from yayin that I need full yayin. Now is that no sense to say that mehai taima I'll need to have taglachas and that also? Or maybe the pasuk is telling me, right, this is what I was mistapik over here in the svara, which way do you go? Right, you could have cleared that all the pasuk says that I need akaponim, an entire topic, let's say. Once you have that entire topic, then everything else will follow. Right? So, maybe that's all the pasuk is saying. Right?
And who had in for taglachas? If you would say just taglachas, right, you would get everything else.
Right. You know, each one, as long as you had the full topic, that's the pasuk is saying. So, so granted that maybe the Rabbanan Shita is that you have to, even a partial topic is meichel the whole thing, Rav Shimon's pasuk is telling me that I need to have a full topic. Now, Tosfos says a gilui, so on that we're being murdered, that it's, even in a gilui, it's not really the same exact issue so much. Now, if you want to blame it on the coal that Tosfos, tells us at the end, right? So maybe we could do that, right? Because I'm not sure if there's really a way to split up taglachas or tumah, right? And once that's so, and if the coal is coming to tell me that what you see over here, apply it to the others, so that memela, that's what it'll have to mean. Even though it's not, like we're saying, it's not really the same nidin, but being that there, you don't really have that exact nidin to split the taglach and to split the tumah, so in Mela, what it would mean is it would tackle refer to the whole thing, right? Just like over here, you can't have lechatzoim, so b'chlal, the whole nazirus can't be lechatzoim. And that's what, so that's what that would be. I mean, the far that I was mentioning before was that maybe there would be a way to look at it on the contrary that the pasuk tells us that even if you mention it, but if you don't mention it fully, then the kabbalah doesn't help, right? So then there's you could have made it in svar, you could have made a kavah chaymer, right? If you mention partial yayin is not meichel the full yayin, right? So then kol shekhen, if you don't mention anything at all, it wouldn't be meichel that, right? Mm-hmm. Right? So those are just the two stodim in Sfor that you could declare exactly how to, what's Mechayev the Gilui. Akopon, but coming out of Tosfos, I mean, it's important that Tosfos is bothered by the Shaila, and Tosfos says that there's a second step going on over here. In the initial Pasuk itself is Taka talking about Yayin, and then there's a Gilui that takes us the second step, that what we could take out from what the Pasuk tells us, that all Chalokim of Yayin have to be mentioned, so Hu Hadin, that all Chalkei Naziris have to be mentioned according to Rav Shimon. And if you don't, then like we said before, you don't have anything. Okay, so this is Shita's Rav Shimon in the Pasuk. Right, Mikol, that's the Pasuk says that you have to have in the Kabbalah has to reference the full Nazirus. And like Tais tells us, that could be done in one of two ways. Either you say Loshen Stomo, which that in itself will include everything. But once you go into specify, then you'll have to mention everything. Now, like he said before, if in Yayin you have at least, five or six or seven different things, then is that mevuin the Rishayin like that? So such that all these things. If a person could have said Harin Nozir, Shlatam Leisim and Taglachas, and he goes and he's mefarit to different parts of Yain and leaves that one thing, he has nothing. Is that
mevuin the Rishayin? I didn't see anybody list out that you have to mention specific these things.
Okay,
that's what I was asking.
Once we want to know what parts are likuva, even if you said everything else, what parts of Yayin will prevent the Nazirs from being chal? Okay, Yesh Lord, and tackle, amount of everything that you find in the Pasuk over, you have to speak out.
I'm just wondering the following, since you're speaking this out, why Bichlal does Yayin get split up like this? And is it the Pasuk itself which is telling me? Meaning, if the Pasuk had just said, Yazir, me, Yayin, me kol motzrei Yayin, whatever it would be, and Geffen, me kol motzrei Geffen, and, me tuma, or me tiglachas, would I know that they're all different things of Yayin? Or the Pasuk itself is what's telling me that there are different aspects of Yayin, and just because you ask yourself from one, you don't ask yourself from the other. And then really what I'm coming to say is, or no. That would be one side. I wouldn't have known without the Pasuk that there are different aspects of Yayin. I would have thought it's all just one. And the Pasuk itself is how I'm learning that there are different aspects of Yayin. The other side is, no. I know that Yayin is different from Chometz Yayin, is different from Chartza, and just asering yourself from one, we saw this by Nadarim, just because you aser yourself from one doesn't mean you're asering the other. And then maybe I would have thought the same thing by Tiglachas. Maybe there's a difference between saying I'm not going to get a haircut and I'm not going to shave. It's two different Lashonos. It's two different things. We don't, shaving is one thing and getting a haircut is another thing. But the Gemara, the Torah isn't mafarid it that way, so maybe it's the Torah itself which is telling us.
Well, yeah,
I don't know. Is it speaking to anybody?
No, you're raising Taka or Shiloh. It might be more general Shiloh, that. What is the purpose of the pirut in the psukim? Right, the pasuk is being mefarit. What is the purpose of it? We see later in the Gemara, and this could be this is a little point. The Gemara talks about tziruf, right? Tziruf would absolutely know what the issue over there is. Right? If these are just ways of getting things into one group, so then why should it not be mitzarek? Right? That would sound like that maybe at the end of the day, they in a certain aspect, they are different, and we need a pasuk to tell me that it's mitzarek.
Hartzenzag, all those. As opposed to a chatzi shir of tuma and a chatzi shir of yayin is not going to be.
Oh, that's star. For sure, not Mazak. You call it Shiasim Gefen Yayin.
That's what it's coming to tell me. It's tarfus, I hear. Okay.
I'm saying, but you know, the fact that we need it here might be an indication that it's choluk, right? And I've seen it. There's Lavin over here. I have to find out a little bit more about this. And,
if I may ask, like, why? What would bother me that you would to make that distinction? I mean, it seems to me the Mishnah makes a distinction because the Mishnah gives said brachas and tumah like one shem klali, and the Mishnah itself is machalik by yain. It isn't yain; it's chatzan and mazal. But the truth is, in the pasuk itself, it's machalik by tumah the same way it's machalik by yain. It says the aviv ima the achba kaisai, but it also has a shem klali a kol nafshim esayavai. So it seems to be the same thing. You've got period in the pasuk, you've got shem klali in the pasuk, but the Mishnah treats them differently.
Oh, you're saying maybe it should have been that you have to be. I'm not going to have tumah to any of these krovim and to list them all out. I hear.
Okay. I mean, so. That will Taka have to see. I mean, the Gemara Taka discusses, right, in different places, the period of the tumah, right? It's really for right, for other things. But Etzim, you know, it really would have been all included. Right, Meis Mitzvah, you know, this, right, those, the Mudim, right? So, okay.
Why did Hashem want to teach us this way? It just makes it more interesting for us to discover it.
Okay, we got to get the full scope over here. Right, at this point, we will question. But there's a lot behind a lot of things. Akoponim. Okay. So you know. So hopefully within time we'll appreciate like the chaluk in the pasuk and what relevance they have. So again, so we just learned shita Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's shita is he learns from this pasuk. As Taisus explains that this pasuk tells us that we need to mention, or the Kabbalah has to address everything. If it's missing in the everything, whatever that means, is that then nothing's chal. Zok the Gemara, Rabbanu my taimo, Amar kol miyayin v'sheicher yazir. The pasuk says miyayin v'sheicher yazir, and this pasuk over here is limited miyayin v'sheicher yazir, and as if that's all is necessary to be meichal the nazirus. Miyayin v'sheicher yazir. That was that first pasuk, not the previous pasuk. Exalting more. So really, what we're working through over here is that we have two pasukim, and in one pasuk is mash, one way, one pasuk mash the other way. So, as we see in Hemshach Gemara, we have to satisfy the pasukim. Fet Gemara of Reb Shimon Nami Hoksiv Miyayin v'sheicher yazir. This pasuk, which has a mashmois that it's sufficient to be meichel the nazirus just with a partial kabbalah. And for the Gemara, we boil a less a yayin mitzvah ki yayin horishus. Reb Shimon uses that for something else. To ask a yayin mitzvah ki yayin horishus, what does that mean? What does that refer to? So the Gemara, mahi kiddushto v'avdalto. Okay, so we'll speak. Try to read the Gemara in the two ways how we should speak it out. The Gemara says that what is kiddush mitzvah, yayin mitzvah, kiddush of avdalta, which simply that means that when a person is being mavdil at the tchilas haShabbos, right, and the seif haShabbos, mitzvah to. Zohar Shem Shabbos the Kadshoy, B'tchilas HaShabbos, and Sefer Shabbos to be mapped to separate Shabbos from the rest of the days of the week, it's done al yidei yayin. That's what the Gemara is referring to, yayin mitzvah. And on that, the Gemara seemingly is asking, according to the gifts that we have, Har Mushba Mar Sinai. The Gemara asks a kasha on that you tell me that the Pasuk is coming to say that it's Chal and it'll Aser, but the Gemara Mushba V'Omer Mar Sinai, which means that Gemara is assuming that there's a din deraisa on the shia of this yain. So how could it be that the pasuk is coming to answer that? Gemara will be asking. Now, even though Adrabah, I mean, that's what Pasuk comes to say, right? Hagam that you're mechuyev, right? Zok the Pasuk that the Isser Nizirus will be chal, and it will prevent him from being mekayim this chiv. That's what the Pasuk is coming to say. So what would the kasha's Moritz kasha be? What would the Moritz kasha be?
You're warning there at Tosfos' kasha.
Yeah. Right. What would the Moritz kasha be? So let's just see two of the possibilities over here, right? In general, mushba va'oimid, right, would be a reason why something can't be chal. Mushba va'oimid, and therefore, you can't create an iser which is on a chiv that someone has. So the Moritz kasha would be that the pasuk, because they can't be doing that. That's what the pasuk is asking. And even if you have a pasuk, but how does it work? I mean, the Torah gives us the guidelines. I mean, how would it be chal? And then there's the mechanics. How could it be chal? That's what the Gemara would be asking. Or else, if you learn that the Gemara's kasha is that. But in the Cheshbon of Agamor, Reb Shimon saying that, the Gemara is dealing like this. There's two psukim which could possibly tell us this issue of a Kabbalah b'miktas, right, whether it helps or not. Right, that's what we have. We have a serious psukim, basically. That's what we're starting with, right? Right. So what the Gemara over here could be asking is like this: you, Reb Shimon, right, the reason why you learned like you learned is because you tell me this pasuk, the Rabbanon, that says Yam Sheikh Yazir, you have it for something else, and that's why that pasuk is not discussing this at all, and therefore you have that. And that Gemara is saying is that Mushba Va'imid, right? So therefore what Pasuk means is that it's not Mustaver that the pasuk, this over here, should what you're doing, you're using it with something that's not mistaver, that you're making an exception from the rule, it's not mistaver, but that pasuk is doing that. So according to this, not that you can't, but more in the cheshbon of what's going on, like Gemara is saying, mushba va'oimid, why are you making an exception to a rule? That's what Gemara will be asking. And if it's more mistaver, how the Rabbanan are not doing it? Leave. Don't change, the clone of Kol Terekula, right? And learn this, something more, right? That's not a contradiction.
The drushes of the Rabbanan or Rishimun are not so clear that...
I mean, we have a contradiction over here, right?
Now once you have this contradiction, let this push you back toward being Dorish like the Rabbanan and not the way you're saying.
Being that the way you're using it, right, is making an exception to a rule, right? That's what the Gemara is saying. Right. Maybe that's how you can learn what the Gemara is asking. Right. So Akoponim, one of two ways. Either that Gemara is understands that you can't do this. It's not going to work. In it's not just like you can start make exceptions, but there has to be mechanics how to understand why it's different over here. Right. And on that Gemara would be asking that we don't see how this should work differently. Right. Let's say that's the Gemara's question.
Wow.
Right. right? And it's not going to help. Right? That'll be the direction. Right? It's not going to help the fact that I have a posik. You know, I have like a, so I have the right to do what I want. You can't just do what you want because you have an extra posik. Right? You know, it has to work. or else, like we're saying, this other side that you know, even though it could work, but the Gemara is asking that in just weighing what makes more sense to use the pasuk, what the pasuk should be coming for, the Gemara is saying is that why are you using, how do you have the right to use this pasuk to be mafkir, to take off a klal and make an exception over here to a klal? You shouldn't be doing that. Rather, no, you should really use the pasuk like for the Rabbanan over, right?
What was the other side?
The other side was that it can't work.
Oh, because of the klal.
Right, there's such a klal, and it can't work. Right, that would be if you learn the Maharis. I'm not necessarily answering all places' question, but just a component of that question there. Right.
So just to put it then in perspective, meaning Tosas obviously asks this question and doesn't. And you're trying to give an answer to Tosos' question. I saw the Shagasari also wants to give an answer to Tosos' question.
Mm-hmm.
Tosos doesn't offer any of those, but I assume that what you're saying is Taka felt like, yeah, there might have been some answers for their questions, but they had what they thought was a much better answer, that the whole thing is Drabanan anyway. And so even though they might have entertained any of these things,
yeah,
they put the question out there, even though it had other tirutzim.
Right. Because Tosis has a number of questions on this, right? So he's the change of the pshat is not only based on this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So right. So even what we're answering right now, we still have to deal with the other questions that you have on this mahalif.
And it seems like each one of these questions individually might have had other answers. And maybe that's why they felt like they had to bring all of them.
That wasn't
so mukhruf.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Oy, sorry. Yeah.
Right. I have to end soon today.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. No, nothing to you. Yeah. So let's see. So we'll have to just move a little bit, right? We don't have the luxury of discussing everything. So let's see. Zot Gemara. Okay. So the other pshat that Tosis and the Rishonim learn is on the contrary, right? What they're asking is maybe a little different gears over here. But the other mahalach in the Gemara that says in the Rishonim is on the contrary, that definitely Havdalah and even Kiddush is not is nishkan the rice the yayin chedek of an akoponim. Right, so therefore, the Gemara's question is he mushba va'oimid, right? That we should need a pasuk to say that it could be chal. I mean, the din to be mekadesh al yain is only rabbanon. Right, that's the Gemara's question. Right, this is the second half of the Tosis over there. Tosis says l'kachin rabbein l'tam d'gasin b'tmiyah v'chi mushba va'oimid me'asinai. That's the Gemara's question over here. Loma likra miyusor lesser yain mitzvah. What do I need? Right, nishkan deraisa. That's Tosis's question. Right, so this can't be the case of yain mitzvah. Right, let's see a little further. Elo ki hodom arava shvua she'eshta v'chaz v'amar hareini nozer. Okay, so we need to have over here a yayin mitzvah, which is the rice, and therefore the Gemara says that it will be if a person makes a shvua she'eshte. He's making a shvua she'eshte yayin, and we'll have to set it up in a way that the shvua she'esh that he made is toich v'mei hanaziris. Right, because the shvua she'eshte, you know, doesn't really have any limits. So you know, a person with kavan aziris, you know, it's not necessary a stira at all. Right? So that's what more means. Let's say a person makes a shvush eshta, you know, toich shalishim yoyim, right? Next 30 days, right? And then he's makabal naziris, so then we have the clash. Right? El ki ad omarov a shvush eshta v'choz v'om harin en nozir asin naziris chay la'al shvua. Now, in a chanami, we're not going to go into this right now, but just like we're saying, that if you learn the first pshat in the Gemara, so then we have to know that whatever the Gemara's kashas were on Kiddush Navdolo, you know, why aren't they still here? Right? I mean, the Gemara would seem to be making a difference between between whether he himself was made a shvua or it's mikoyach adin Torah, and the Gemara's kasha of mushbu v'im mehas Sinai would only be takam mehas Sinai, right? But if it's not mean to say that the whole chiv comes from the Torah. He wasn't matl it on himself, but in this case over here, when he made the shvua, he was matl on himself. Right, that's where the Gemara holds that could be chal, and hadn't really need to explain why that should be different. But I upon him, but that would be the mahalach. You know, in how this is different than that. Okay, according to Tosis, obviously, you know, that's not a question at all. The Gemara's question on Kanshi was that, you know, it's not necessary. It's a Chadrabonon. And if the Gemara, that we have a Chiv Shsia Midaraisa, Shvua Sheeshte. Okay, the time is late, so we just have to, get to to land over here, to dock. All right. Okay. So let's read some more Gemara. Okay. Zok the Gemara, v'rabbonon nami. Zok the Gemara, hamiboyle lesser yayin mitzvah cannabis. Now this over here in the Shachvet Hayah needs a little bit of explanation, right? What's the Gemara's question over here? The rabbonon, they also need it for this, right? So how could they use their pasuk, right, for the Kabbalah thing? They need it for this. Need it for this? Well, who needs it for this? They don't hold it this. I mean, why do you need it for this, right? Maybe on the contrary, right? You know, they'll use it for that, and they won't hold it this. Okay, well, why is this a given that it should be like that, right? I mean, it just needs a little abyssal beer in the Cheshbon HaGemara, right? Why is it needed? Well, what's needed? Right? Now, once we bring this up, this might be the direction to the answer. even in Reb Shimon, right? You know, so we're starting off again. You know, with these two possible psukim over here, as far as what the Kabbalah is, right? I mean, so far, what we have is that we have an alternative drasha in one of the two psukim. Okay, you know, so if that's what you're starting with, so that'll help us, you know, be machria what to do over here, right? So if we use this pasuk for something else, you know, then we only have one pasuk which tells us how to make the kabbalah. So that'll fare for the stira. Right. So in Shimon, we understand why Shimon is doing this. He doesn't need, right? No one's looking, right, to ask a yayin mitzvah, right? So when the Gemara says that according to Shimon, right, me boy ask a yayin mitzvah, I didn't think more at that point as if there's a need, right, and you know he needs it to accomplish that, right? I mean, usually what the Gemara means is he uses it for that. That's what that means. Right, and like we're saying, at this point, I could understand why he's doing that, because we have a serious psukim, and therefore, if there's a way to use one or two psukim for something else, then that'll ease up on the stira, and fine, you know, now we know what to do. But again, I'm saying, but so now when the Gemara is asking, right, this homie boy, you know, you need it for that, right? So in that context. Right, as if you need it, we're asking, I don't need it for anything, right? Right? But, according to what we're saying right now, maybe that's what the Gemara means. Not me boy that I need it for that halacha, but the same cheshbon that Rav Shimon is making, that this will ease up the stira, right? So why don't you use it like for that, and now you'll have you'll frame for the stira. That's what the Gemara is asking. And I think Mora says, well, you know, it's not going to help me ease up the steer, like Mora said, because I still have a yitu. So, Tumorin can't let me chrome a yayin. My v'sheicha, shami minotarti. So Akoponu, according to the Rabbanon, the pasuk over here is here to stay. We have nothing to use up in the Yitro and this pasuk. So the Mokor Benegate of the Kabbalah is still here. All right, so that's why. Now let's just see the Hemshech HaGemara, right? According to this, Reb Shimon. So the more affecting more Akasha, but the contrary also, you know, you don't. You could use the pasuk for Yayin Mitzvah and Shechar is still extra. So even according to Reb Shimon, so Reb Shimon high time the cause of Shechar Laluf is Shechar Shechar LeMikdash. So the more Reb Shimon has a drash, right? Shechar LeMikdash to save Yayin Shechar Al Teish Atavonecha Itcha. Magabi nozer yain hud litzah avoshamashkin. Loi av afgabi mikdash nami yain hud litzah avoshamashkin hamishdakrim. Loi lafuk Rabbi Yehuda b'sayim Yehuda Omer. I'm sorry if I'm reading a little fast over here. That the issue over here is that there are other means midi de mishakrim which are not a product of yain. There's an isser of knisa lemikdash suya yain, and the shadow was. What is included in that? The given over here is that nozer is limited to byproducts of yayin, other things that could be available da'ita shel odom to bring him into a state of shechrus is not also by nozer. However, b'negeir til the iser knis lemikdash, that already is a shaila what the gedorim of that are. Is Zokta Gemara that Reb Shimon learns the Sheikha and the Pasik by us to teach us that the same Gidorm that you have by Nazir apply to Knis LeMikdash, it's only Sheikha's Machmas Yayin. Reb Yehuda holds not like that, it includes other things. The sign Yehuda Emre, Ochal Vele Kilis, Trust Dvash, V'chol of Nichis, LeMikdash Chaya. A person could also become intoxicated by these other things. So he holds that if Benegay to the Knis Lemikdash is Chayiv. Now,
Machlokas, and then they're Talui Ho Boho. So Rabbi Yehuda could be the Rabbanan?
I mean, it should follow. It should follow in Cheshbin, right, that the Rabbanan, right, hold like Rabbi Yehuda, right? That's just the Cheshbin Hagimor over here. So that's why the Rabbanon, our Rabbanon, don't have this limud. They have it open to tell you about the Kabbalah. Now, you know how that happened, and you know why that you still have to work out yourself. You know, as opposed to, you know, the previous step in the Gemara, right? You know, the previous step in the Gemara, the more you know, want to know why they're working differently, right? And over here, suddenly, you know, we're okay, right? We're okay. It might have something to do with the fact that we have a Rabbi Yehuda. There is an existing Shita already, right? So that's why, you know, it's easy for us to work with it rather than create a new machlokes about something. Okay, but there's all things that you have to work out in the Cheshmur. If you have the gedul to work it out, yeah. Mm-hmm. Akoponim, that's where the Gemara heads on that side of things. Now let's just see this Gemara over here. Okay, not a lot to talk about over here, but okay, let's see. Zokmar, boy, same with Shimon. Less lay iser chal al iser. Now, what is this Ibois Emo doing? So we'll work with what it says in Taisvis, that the Gemara is giving another example of what Reb Shimon needs the pasuk for. Reb Shimon holds Ein Issachal al Isser. Tisanyim. Shimon Eimah. Hoyuchal Nevela Meag Vipurim Potter. The Issa Nevela is Chal before the Issa Yom Kippur is Chal. So therefore, the Issa Achil Yom Kippur is not going to include Nevela. And that's why he holds Hoyuchal Nevela Meag Vipurim is Potter. That the din, or his din, right, not going into the protein of Issa Chalal Isser, because we say that everyone holds Issa Chalal Isser, shows that there's certain cases where Issa Kubichal, Issa Kailas and Moisif, etc. Shimon holds that even Bechahai Gavna ain't Issa Chal al Isser. Is Taisvis there for fear's eyes? And Taisvis says that what the Gemara means over here is that we're giving us another Heichet Timsa, that if a person on the contrary, right? Till now we're talking about Yayin Mitzvah, where there's Mitzvah to drink, and the Issan Nizirus will prevent him from being Mekayim the Mitzvah. Now the Gemara is saying the opposite. If a person made an Isser or an Isser sees Yayin on himself, Bataris Neder, keep shooting that. That's what Taisa says, right? And now he's Mekabal Nazirus. So is the Issa Nazirus going to answer him Yayin because of the din of Enisa Chalal Issa? Right? And that's what this pasuk will be coming to do. Right? So that'll be another way of a chiddush that the Issa Nazirus will affect something which I might have thought didn't affect otherwise. If you look into the Taisa over here, Tosfos says in Divrei Maaseh, Shmuel lest the Issa Chal Lister Pirush Ba'alma, right? In other places, Kesanimor brings as far as Nevel Yom Kippur. Ve'ilav Kro Hocho. If we didn't have a specific pasuk over, have a min hechad the Nishba Shaloi Lishtois. This is a new case, right? He made a shvur Shaloi Lishtois. Shuv his Ben Oziv Vishalso Biyain Le'lechayv Anaziris. The Chiyuvim of Naziris he wouldn't have from this, because ain't it's the chalal iser. Kamash plon kroy yisera, dimyayim v'sheicher, dimnish v'shalal ishtes koizeh, v'noad v'nozer, v'ova v'shosa ha'kois, v'lok itarti, m'shmishvus m'shum nezirus. V'loy teimo, ki da omar rov l'el shvur she'eshte. So the Gemara is saying that we're saying a different case, right? Before the Gemara said that there was a positive shul she'eshte, and now the Nazir is preventing him from that. So the Gemara, that's not the pasuk is coming to talk about. I was saying from Tosfos that according to this, then Nechanami that it wouldn't, maybe it wouldn't prevent him, right, from drinking wine, the yain of to mekayim that. Navos, that the pasuk is coming to tell me the halacha of that it's chal. Ya tuchel has a filu shvur shlei eshte kidi pirashti. Right, the shvur is that he's not gonna drink, and the chiddush over here is that the iser naziris is chal, and here also maybe we have to know exactly taka. You know, how did you in the mechanics? You know, how did you bypass, right? What exactly? How does it work? If without the pasuk, we would have said in Issa Chal al Issa, the pasuk is that it could be chal, but mikoyach what? What is this? It's just a magic, or the pasuk is migal? It's something special about Nazirus, right? Which it could be chal. Akoponim, that's what he says. Looking to his Rosh, maybe a little bit different. How he goes with this mahalach, but you'll see in the Taisa Sarosh maybe a little bit different. You see Yom Kippur maybe, right? Let's see. Zok the Gemara. Let's just finish the Gemara over here. Fet the Gemara like this. Okay, so till now we discussed that the Rabbanon's pasuk, what Rav Shimon does with it, right? So Rabbanon learned from that pasuk that even a mixes kabbalah helps, right? To make the full nazir. Rav Shimon has other things to do with the pasuk. Now the Gemara wants to know the other way. Rabbanam haksid mekash yesam gef na yain. Rav Shimon's pasuk, which the pasuk over there seems to say that you need to have a full kabbalah. The pasuk is making a reference, right, to, is including many pratim, The point of that is not to tell me how to make the Kabbalah. That's the other pasuk. Pasuk is being meyaches achen b'negei to a halacha of tziruf. Limna l'suin oz shem starfim zem zem. Specifically b'negei to the isra of yayin. That's what we mean here. Zok the Gemara, Reb Shimon less day tziruf. The Gemara says Reb Shimon, he can't learn the pasuk like that because of Shimon less day tziruf. Less day tziruf means that he doesn't require tziruf. Tziruf is only if you need a shear. If you need a shear, then we can talk about what could help you make the shear. Reb Shimon less day tziruf. The same Shimon Noimer Kosher Lamakis. Kliyomru Kizayis El Lein Korban. Shimon Shita. You find Ba'alma that the din Malkus to be over the lav is with the kol shul. The din Kizayis wasn't said concerning that din Kizayis. The loch mishmi said was said like b'negei to korban, and that's not relevant here. The din korban he's talking about something which the iser is an iser zedoyni korish which has a chiv chatos. Right, so those kind of isurim. So in order to mechuyev a korban, there's a sheer kezayis, and that's where it will be negated in tziruf. The isur yayin, there's no korban to bring when a person is over these isurim. See over here. So therefore, it's not relevant b'chlal to talk about tziruf. That's what it means to say. It's therefore, according to Reb Shimon, that he can't use the pasuk for tziruf. That's why this pasuk for him is left to tell him b'negei to the ikadin of kabbalos and tziruf that you need to have a kuloy, and without that, it's nachal. Okay. So I think we'll have to hold it over here for now. Okay, I got comfortable with the Ben Azmanim schedule that we could have to talk about Rikas and every prat we could feel and taste everything. But I'm sorry, we don't have that luxury anymore at this point, so we'll have to be satisfied with what we have so far. Okay.